You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who comes in order to give us a moment of time in which we may consider our wrongdoings, our sin, our death, but also His gracious forgiveness and the life everlasting that He promises to us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, are you going to wear a mask to that? Maybe you've uttered those words. I know that I have. It's a little bit of a different scene these days where we've gone a little bit further from those first days of the pandemic where we were trying to figure out when we wore a mask or if we needed a mask and who was going to wear a mask and who wasn't going to wear a mask. And now that we've gone a little bit further down, we've kind of gotten to this point where we're sort of ambivalent about wearing a mask most places. We know that there are certainly places where we probably have to. Going to the doctor's office, we have to. We know that other places, we probably have to wear a mask. But we know that, generally speaking, most other places, we don't have to wear a mask. And so we start to get into these conversations about, well, are you going to wear one or not? Am I going to wear one or not? And it sort of ratchets us back to those first moments when we were trying to figure this all out. And in those first moments, we had these kind of questions that came up about wearing a mask. Our first question that came up is, what does this say about me? If I wear a mask, does that say something about me that I don't want it to say? Or if I don't wear a mask, does that also say something about me that I don't want to say? Does this say that I am concerned about the virus? Does this say that I am overly concerned about the virus? Does this say something else? Does this show my political affiliations, or does this show something about who my family is? Does this mask wearing really connect up with who I am and what I think is going on? And all of us made those decisions in all sorts of different ways. And yet each one of us recognizes what it was like to have to make those decisions, because we all went out into public wearing a mask probably at some point in time. Or we at least went out into public having the idea in our heads that other people were expecting us to wear that mask. Well, tonight, what we're doing is we're doing something that is, well, kind of similar to wearing a mask. Tonight, what we're going to do in just a few moments is you're going to come up here if you feel so inclined, and I am going to take some ashes, and I am going to wipe those ashes in the sign of a cross on your forehead. And as I do that, you are going to have this mark on your forehead that then you will go out from this place and you might run into someone. You might run into somebody who wonders what that's all about. Why are you wearing a cross on your face? Just like some people wondered when you went out for the first time with a mask, why are you wandering out with a mask on your face? I mean, when this all started, we were trying to kind of figure out how to do the whole mask thing. In fact, some of us had even tried to figure out, okay, how do I do a homemade mask? Because masks weren't available. And so how do we do that? And then we got into these questions about, if I go out into public and I'm wearing a mask, do I have to wear this mask? And then what does this say that I'm concerned about? The things that this ash cross tonight speak to other people say much the same things. You see, when we went out that first time with a mask on, whenever that may have been, we went out with a mask on because we were saying that we were concerned. We were concerned with sickness. We were concerned with death. We were concerned for ourselves, and we were concerned for other people. And some of those concerns may have been more or less important in our lives, but if you wandered out with one of those things on your face, that's what you were communicating to the world. And tonight, as we put this ash cross on your face, that is what is communicated to the world. You are communicating to the world that you are concerned. That you are concerned with sin and death. That you are concerned with what happens when we sin. And maybe you're mostly concerned about yourself and your own sins and how those affect you. And maybe you're concerned about others as well. Maybe you're concerned about how your sins then affect other people and how those sins don't just sit with you, but they actually affect and impact and hurt others. But that's what we're gathering tonight to do, is to put something on our face that says that we are concerned. Says that we're concerned about the things that might go wrong because of our sins. We're concerned that we might transmit some of those sins to other people and that we ourselves might become temptations for people to follow in our steps. We're concerned about the many different sins that we have committed and what those sins might do to us, how high our comorbidity rate might be because of all of the sins that we have committed before. And that's what we go out tonight bearing on our brows, is that concern. But we don't just go out bearing our concern. And that's where this sort of takes a departure from the mask. Because when we go out into this world with these ash crosses on our foreheads and on our faces, what we are doing is we are not just saying that we are concerned, but we are actually pointing people to the way in which this pandemic of sin will end. We are pointing people to the way in which there is a solution to our problems that concern us, these problems of sin and of death, that we are pointing people to this Jesus Christ who has come into our world in order to give us the ability to have the forgiveness of our sins. And so we gather in rooms like this tonight, Christian churches all throughout the world gathering together, saying we are not only gathering together because of our concern about sin and because of our concern about death, but because we are gathered together, we are able to point one another and everyone else to what will end this. And his name is Jesus. that he is the one who will come into our world in order to reconcile sin and death. He is the one who comes into our world in order to make the marks on our brows things that will be witnesses to our faith in this world when we rise in the next world, in the resurrection. That is what we are here to do tonight. We are here to look forward to a moment when all of our mask wearing will be done. When all of the fear that we have is abated. Whether that is fear of some virus that might harm us or harm others, or whether that is a fear of our own sins and how those sins harm us and harm others, that Jesus promises that when he comes back, when he returns in the resurrection, that he will wipe all of those things off of the earth. And in that moment, we will no longer need an Ash Wednesday because we will no longer have any sins to confess. But tonight we have sins to confess. Tonight we have sin to be concerned with. Tonight we have death to be concerned with. And so we come together as the prophet Joel told to the people of Israel, bringing all sorts of people together in this place to call for a fast. To call for a moment of waiting, to call for a moment of reflection on what God can do, and to wear that moment of reflection tonight on our faces, showing our concern, but showing that we know how this all ends. And that it begins again tonight with the forgiveness of our sins offered to us once more as we continue to prepare ourselves for Jesus coming again. May you this week be concerned for sin and death, but may you also be pointed to the end of all sin and all death. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.